Doug Peterson, Minnesota Farmers Union president, with us here on day number two of Farm Fest as we sit and talk. And first of all, I got to ask you about this weather. Hot and sweltering yesterday. Can you beat this?
Well, it's Minnesota. You know, it's, you got to wait for one day and it'll change. If you don't like it, it'll change.
Yeah.
Change for the better today. I think that Farm Fest is going to see lots of people today. We have a free watermelon feed at 3 o'clock today in the big forum tent. And we were on a couple panels yesterday on what the potential of the new farm bill, the food and nutrition bill, will be coming up, what the politics of it is, and who's got what and who's going to vote for what, and if there will be indeed reductions. I think there will be. I think there's going to be a movement toward more crop insurance. Like I told the audience yesterday, I firmly believe that it's easy to understand a crop insurance piece if you're from a suburban or urban area and not from farm country. The only thing I, in our farmers union policy, says that if you're going to have a crop insurance part to all of these programs now for revenue assurance, you're going to have at least ability to have a profit piece in there. And there are people talking about caps or mean testing that, but you know, as we move through this bill, either in 2012 or 2013, you'll end up with something that will look like a farm bill, and I think it'll be, you know, I want to say I think it's going to be reduced. I think the gang of 12, it's going to be a challenge. We've got a new new budget deal going on. Nobody's happy with. So
yeah,
I think there. Come Thanksgiving, we will see how thankful we'll be with our congressional leaders if they can forge a deal that's lasting, reduces the deficit, and that has to be balanced. I'm a firm believer of balance. If you can, you need to have cuts, and we understand that. But if you don't enhance the revenue at some point, I don't know how you're going to climb out of the hole. Now, there are ways to do that, and I think there's wrong ways to do that, and that's what's going to be the discussion.
Well, can you have an adequate safety net with crop insurance and whatnot in this era of cutting budgets?
I think you can, because you end up with the risk being pushed back onto the farmer buying the insurance, and the way the farm program has been, we've had some subsidies from the federal government for that risk management, so to speak. On the insurance side, National Farmers Union and Minnesota Farmers Union think that the direct payments could be taken. That's a huge amount of money and placed into the subsidy for crop insurance. You're going to take it from one place and put it in the other place. It's sort of like a pillow you push in and it comes out on the other side. It's like a, you know, it's a kind of a fluffy thing, but the frankness of it is you're not going to find extra money for anything.
No.
There are people talking about doing 30% cuts. If you do 30% cuts, we have 37 programs that don't have a baseline, which are gone. That means CRP, that means wetlands, that means conservation, that means EQIP. There's some dire things out there that are just going to be gone. And getting people in the city, where the majority of the voters are and the lawmakers are, to understand the need for food austerity. In other words, not austerity, but food independence. And fuel independence has been a real tough sell. And I, you know, on our panel yesterday, I questioned the fact that why we had environmentalists get in bed with the oil companies to defeat some of our, I think, well-founded, boots-on-the-ground, proven answers to our energy crisis in this country. And for the life of me, we have not had a dialogue with any of those people, and the oil companies have ducked the cuts, where the farm country has basically taken the hits. We've done our part prior to this, not only in farm bill cuts before, but we've also had the cuts in our crop insurance besides the $6 billion. So, you know, you can't balance this on the back of agriculture. We're less than 0.5% of the whole budget. But, you know, we hang out there pretty good because everybody eats, you know.
Yes,
and the other part of that is, you know, 70% of this farm bill is nutrition. And are you not going to feed people? I don't think so. We've never not fed people in this country.
Well, you took an interesting trip, speaking of that, over to France here in the not-too-distant past. Tell us a little bit about